Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Houston Restaurant Week's going on now. It's a great time of the year. Going on now through September 7th. Think of it like a citywide all-star lineup. Hundreds of restaurants, prefixed menus, and every time you eat, you're helping out the Houston Food Bank. Dine out, do good. Check out the full lineup at HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com. Great food, good cost. You're helping out hungry people, hungry kids. 713-780-3776. Trey Mancini, retired today. Trey Mancini. What are some other random players that you love in Houston?
He's at the I don't know what it was. I think it's just Mancini? A story.
I wanted Trey Mancini so bad, and whenever they traded for him, I was so happy. And they didn't really do much with the bat.
No, but like he's out there in the final game when they win the World Series. He's just got a great story.
What's your favorite Trey Mancini play?
Was it a dive?
No, it was more of a smother.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
He landed on the ground, but I wouldn't call it a dive.
Like that play, like that's a great play.
Yuli got hurt.
Yeah.
He didn't have a broken leg, did he? I can't remember if Yuli broke his leg or just an injured leg. But yeah, Trey Mancini was forced into action.
Yeah, smother's a good way to put it.
Smothered him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an awesome play. That ball was hammered. I think it was Ryan Pressly.
Like he's one of them for me. Like I love Trey Mancini, the baseball player, so I loved when he was here. Jake Marisnyk, does he fall into this category?
Sure.
I love Jake Marisnyk.
Is it because of how handsome he is?
Yeah, it is.
He is very handsome.
Yeah, it's just
he and Brad Ausmus, probably the two most handsome Astros ever.
Poll question.
I mean, the women would say, 713-780, or men, who are the most handsome Astros? 713-780-3776. Ausmus and Marisnyk will be leading the way.
Well, who's your favorite?
So baseball is Bill Spires.
Okay.
Without a shadow of a doubt, love Bill Spires. Dude could just hit. He was just good hit. Play every infield position. Loved him. Batted two hole a lot of times in between Bagwell and Biggio. Love me some Billy Spires. Was awesome.
I love Bobon.
I think he's the punting coach now at Clemson.
Oh, is he really?
Special teams coach. Yeah, I think so. He punted there. Bill Spires punted at Clemson.
I didn't know that.
Basketball, we're just talking role player? Like, just random player? Batty's probably too big a name, huh?
Probably.
I'm having trouble thinking of a...
I'll go
Armani Brooks.
Okay.
Armani Brooks and Nate Hinton. My favorite Rocket, like, just random dudes.
I love the Boban chant.
Everyone
getting up for Boban at the end of the game.
That doesn't do anything for me.
I loved it.
And then baseball, give me John Weeks. Maybe too big a name. Or Case Keenum for sure.
Is that too big of a name?
Maybe.
He had two stints here, right?
Clayton Tune.
Gross. I know you love your kooks.
There you go. I'm done.
Texans was hard for me. I was like trying to find like a favorite.
Uh-huh.
Can I put Clowney version 2, even though he hasn't played yet?
Sure.
All right. I already like the new
Why
Clowney.
Why not? What do you like about the new Clowney?
He's just there. I like Derek Barnett.
He's just there.
Yeah.
That's all Caserio cares about. Yeah, he was here. He showed up.
I like Derek Barnett a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
He never did anything for me.
I was like, I like this guy. He's got some good motor.
I did like Tommy Townsend. I was kind of fun. He was kind of fun as a punter. Yeah. He would talk trash and stuff.
He would.
He had the long hair. He had personality.
Yeah. You don't normally get that.
No, you don't normally get that.
I was trying to think of other quarterbacks.
For the Texans?
Yeah.
They haven't had a lot of lovable quarterbacks.
I know. There really wasn't.
Yeah, they haven't had a lot of, like, Norlosky, Sage.
Sage probably gets a lot of votes.
Brock.
Sage was the one who's playing video games, right? Or walking on the video games?
I thought that was Norlosky.
I can't remember which one of those guys it was.
I thought it was Norlosky. Pretty sure it was Orlovsky because he had the platform that made it go big.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it was him. I think it was Orlovsky.
Just whichever one was playing video games with Cal.
Pretty sure. I don't think he was playing with him. I think he walked in while he was playing video games.
Yeah.
I think you're remembering the story a little bit. You're misremembering like Roger Clemens.
I think you're just, I think he's saving face a little bit. He's probably like you. Being like, I don't play video games. He's probably in there with Cal playing Rock Band.
Junkie says Charlie effing Morton. That's a good call. Maybe too big of a name.
I wouldn't put him in the random category, but good name.
Yeah, random players here. 713-780-3776. Junkie says John Singleton, son's friend, still wears 28 for him. I'd love me a... He wasn't a good baseball player.
Oh, but man, I love tanks.
He would hit the bat flip.
Pause. might be the best bat flip in recent Houston memory.
I would still put Luis Valbuena, God rest his soul, ahead of John Singleton. Valbuena's bat flip. And then he would say bat flip. Remember, he would talk about the bat flip, but he would say bat flip. Instead of bat flip, he'd say bat flip. I love Valbuena's bat flip. He's no longer with us, unfortunately. God rest his soul. John Singleton's wife, Lindsay Singleton, has me blocked on Twitter.
Yeah, she tweets a lot about the Astros still.
Don't know what I did.
Yeah.
She has me blocked on Twitter.
You probably said something mean about John.
Probably accurate, though.
Yeah. Probably fair.
Probably incredibly fair.
I thought of a new Astro.
Okay.
I loved Ben Gamel.
Really?
I don't know what it was. That was my kind of guy. I like Ben Gamel.
Ben Gamel?
I like Ben Gamel.
You just like 4A mediocrity?
Yeah. Dana Brown's good at finding those guys. He gives me a lot of options.
Gamel was a fine bat against right-handed pitching. I wouldn't say I was a huge Ben Gamel guy. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Adrian, you have a random sports figure that is your favorite?
Yes, sir. How's it going, fellas? Yeah. Definitely not one of the most handsome Astros, but Colby Rasmus, a.k.a. the greatest playoff hitter of all time. Go check out that Baseball Reference page.
Yeah, back at Baseball Card. I remember Colby, the playoff of 2015. Mm-hmm. Astros should have beaten Kansas City, who went on to win the World Series that year. That's a good call on that one. You're right, not handsome, very ugly man. Ezequiel Astacio, though, for my money, the ugliest Houston Astro of all time. Easily the ugliest Houston Astro of all time.
I've looked at the photo. We've talked about this before.
Full circle. Colby Rasmus has like a niece named Lindsay Rasmus.
Okay.
Who's like tearing up the Little League World Series.
Oh.
I read it in the Houston Chronicle. So, I don't know if they're still around, but I'm pretty sure it was a niece, not a nephew, that was playing in the Little League World Series that was like tearing it up.
That's who we're betting on then. If they're still alive.
There you go. I don't know if they're still alive. But yeah, Colby Rasmus had a great playoff. He was fun to watch. Junkie B-Mac took off to watch a movie. Yes, he did.
Yep.
He absolutely did. Nori Aoki. Oh. I did like me some Nori Aoki.
That's a good pull.
Nori Aoki was awesome. Junkie, just because of the nickname I gave him with the Texans, I'll say no gain Ron Dane. It's a great nickname.
It is a good
nickname. Love Ron Dane as a Houston Texan.
It's a good nickname, though.
Was a great nickname.
It does help a lot to have like that good of a nickname to fall into that category.
Who was the running back the Texans had last year who we adopted because his cousin listened to us? He's a little guy.
I don't remember.
Hollings? There was a little itty-bitty running back on the Texans last year whose cousin would listen to us.
And he called in.
He called in one show, and he's like, this guy's going to make the 53. This guy's awesome. I was like, you related to this guy? He's like, yeah, he's my cousin.
I don't remember.
I'll look up who it was. That guy was my favorite. We adopted him. He was our running back on this show. 713-780-ESPN. Trey Mancini announced his retirement. Who are your favorite random Houston athletes ever? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Who are your favorite random Houston athletes ever? Trey Mancini. All 2.5 months of them. What a ride it was with Trey Mancini. So who are your favorite Houston athletes ever? 713-780. We have so many people texting in right now. Kevin Bass. I feel like he was too popular. I think he was too popular. He had a great mustache. I played a round of golf with Kevin Bass once.
How'd it go?
He would hit it so far. He hit the golf ball so far. Way further than Booker T. Booker T's the biggest dude I've ever golfed with that hit it so little. His bigness to drive distance ratio is the worst I've ever
not
seen.
Not good.
But he would shoot like a 78 because he never left the middle of the fairway.
Booker
T played golf like an 80-year-old man who had a 3 handicap.
Okay.
He hits a 225 right down the middle, 225 to the green, and 2 putts for par every single time. Great short game. He has like a short game area in his backyard.
Oh. I mean, must be nice.
Yeah.
So it happens when you're a 2-time Hall of Famer.
You walk up to the tee box with Booker T. It's like, okay, here we go. Here we go. Playing a round of golf with Booker T. You expect him to hit the ball 350 yards like Kevin Bass. Kevin Bass hits 350 yards. You expect that from Booker T. Booker T's got this half backswing, doesn't move his lower body at all, half of a follow through, right down the middle, right down the middle, right down the middle. 78 never impresses you.
Did you beat him?
We were playing a scramble.
Oh, okay.
He was on my team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many shots of yours did you use?
Probably quite a bit. I'm a great scramble player.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, great. I'm a good scramble player because I'm very volatile.
Oh, okay.
So I'll hit, you know, 10 really good shots. We're like, the rest glad we're taking that.
But the rest are. Eh.
But you give me playing my own ball, I'll be lucky to break 90.
Okay. Man. Not right now, though.
But I have won a long drive championship.
Long time ago.
That wasn't that long ago. It was like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
2.5 years ago.
Oh.
It was
can't do it now, though.
Feeling better.
Oh, really?
Feeling better.
Get you back out there. For
you know what I think has fixed it? I've been working out.
Interesting.
So I think that the inflammation in my body is going to other areas and is reducing my inflammation in my hand. Is that scientific? Is that medical? Or am I just making this up? Because I promise you, when it started to go away is whenever I started to lift.
Okay.
So like I've been telling my wife that I'm getting inflammation into other areas of my body because I've been
taking
lifting,
the inflammation out of
and
your
mommy's wrist. Reducing the inflammation out of my wrist and taking like I can move this thing better than I've moved it in 2 years. Well, uh-huh. I heard it a year ago. So a year. Look at this.
Looks good.
It feels great.
And before I would have heard it.
This is the best it's felt in a year. And the only like I had a cortisone shot 3 months ago. It didn't feel good. Like it felt a little bit better, but it came back real bad.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I've done different since it peaked with it, like inflammation again, is I've been working out. So I think, I don't know if it's scientific or not, or medical or not. Maybe you can call me Dr. Branham. Maybe I'm an innovator here. I got more innovation than Edison. Like, I feel like the inflammation is going to other parts of my body.
I mean, this would explain
and it's
why.
Sucking it out of my mommy's wrist.
This would explain why real athletes don't deal with mommy's wrist because they're working out all the time.
Like, look at this movement, this range of movement. I haven't had this in a year.
Get you back on the golf course next year for the internet invitational.
I know. The internet invitational. That's
the wrong one.
Occasional?
Occasional invitation.
What's the internet invitation?
The Barstool one.
Okay, yeah. Billy Spires and Tony Eusebio are my favorites. I love them, too. They were awesome. Hank Conger with the dance move. What do they call it? Robo-Conger? Was it Robo-Conger? I think it was Robo-Conger.
That sounds right.
Key from L.A. Will there be an open bar at the party? Key from L.A., you just show up and have a smile on your face, all right? You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit. These Hollywood people, they come in thinking they get free drinks. I'm Hollywood. I get free drinks. You show up with a smile on your face, and you're happy about it, Key from L.A. Hollywood. He's trying to Hollywood Henderson our party. Can we de-invite somebody?
I don't think he got an invite yet.
Oh, Key from L.A., Hollywood Henderson over here. John Singleton says, Sully, this guy sent out a whole lineup. Roy Oswalt, Adam Everett, Tony Eusebio, Richard Hidalgo, Otis Thorpe. Otis Thorpe was awesome. I shook his hand once. He tickled my elbow. Stromile Swift, Rafer Austin, Pete Chilcutt. We'll skip to my Lou. I love Zach Greinke. Greinke was the man. I don't know if he was random.
He's not random.
But he was awesome. Brad Miller.
He was like a short time.
Yeah.
Favorite athlete that was only here for a little bit.
I did like him. Tony Eusebio, Omar Asik, bless you. Remember the old poison pill? They poison pilled Omar Asik and Jeremy Lin.
They did.
I like Asik. Of the two, Asik was the better rocket.
He's a good player.
I liked Asik.
He's a good rebounder, man. Just went up there and got it.
I liked Omer.
Couldn't really do a lot else.
No.
But he could rebound.
Yeah, I liked Omer. Bob Sura, Tony Eusebio, Rafer Austin, Chuck Hayes, Sleepy Floyd, Matt Maloney. How could you like Matt Maloney? Who liked Matt Maloney?
Maybe it's Matt.
Pudge was my favorite Astro rental. It was cool to see one of the best catchers of all time as an Astro. Yeah, those teams just sucked. It was like Carlos Lee, Miguel Tejada, Pudge Rodriguez.
It's good names.
Yeah, but they're all 38.
I know. It's a good like video game lineup.
They were like 81 and 81. Like I hated that era of the Astros. But it was cool to see him as an Astro. Maybe Colin McHugh, Michael Bourne. Too big a name, I think. Go Cougs, by the way. Tony Kemp count. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he counts. Fan favorite.
Hugs. Hugs Lots for hugs. Homers.
Yep.
Gerald Green, energy and devotion to Houston.
Crushing the Astros.
Yeah, he kind of beat up on the Astros.
Unreal.
He wouldn't hit anybody else but the Astros. Somebody says Dickie Thon, Evan Gattis, best looking. Tony Eusebio, most handsome. LJ Hose. Remember LJ Hose?
I don't.
Yeah, LJ Hose was center fielder. I think he wore zero. I think they got him in a trade with Baltimore. Rockets, Corey Brewer, Fat Randy. I didn't like Fat Randy.
Yeah, I feel like that one surprised me when I saw that.
He missed too many kicks.
Brewer's a good answer. I like Corey Brewer.
He was fine. I miss Wandy Rodriguez. Too big a name. John David Booty. Always like Michael Bourne. Go Cougs. Nimitz High School. Hunter Pence. Too big a name.
Ryan Anderson.
Somebody said Sage told that video game story. Okay. I thought it was Orlovsky. My bad. Who'd you say?
Ryan Anderson.
didn't love Ryan Anderson. Ryan Anderson, he's not so puny, you know?
Is it too big of a name, too?
Ryan Anderson? No.
mean, he was a pretty established player on that roster, wasn't he?
I wouldn't call him a big name. No, I wouldn't call Brian Anderson a big name.
I feel like he's maybe in the middle then.
He felt puny to me. You ever watch that sitcom Yes, Dear?
Nope.
Very obscure name. Very obscure. Okay. Very obscure. I'm a little embarrassed to say that I watched.
I was like, I've never even heard of this.
Pretty embarrassed to say I watched. But the dad was like this super wimpy, like meek, feeble dad. And for some reason, Ryan Anderson always gave me the vibes of that character. And it just bothered me. It's such a weird comparison. Mike says Willie Tavares. I think he's trying to troll me because I hated Willie Tavares. Could not stand Willie Tavares. Danuel Manning. Remember Danuel Manning? You do. He's a Bear.
Yeah, he's a great player.
He was cool. I like Danuel Manning.
Good kick returner. Good safety. He hit hard.
I don't remember him returning kicks here. I know he did in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know if he didn't here or not.
Yeah, I was just. I don't remember that.
He used to have a show on this station, I think.
I think he did. I think he replaced or was before DJ Swearinger.
I don't remember the order.
I think it was. I think Manning was before Swearinger because I think Swearinger replaced Manning.
Yes, that sounds right.
Because Danuel Manning came in with like Jonathan Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the two big secondary moves for the Texans. They were both very good. Jonathan Joseph was a great Houston Texan. Rode a plane with Jonathan Joseph once.
I mean, I think people have said it's the best free agency signing they've ever made.
Joseph?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, he was corner number one for a long time.
I don't know if there's anything now that... Did they trade for Danielle?
Danielle Hunter?
Yeah.
No, that was free agent acquisition.
That was free agent?
Yeah.
But no, it's JJ. He's best free agency signing they've ever made.
Darrell Ward. Darrell Ward was awesome. I remember when he won in the Bay. He used to hit tanks. I love Gerald Young. Casey Kandel. I hear Casey Kandel's a character. Huge character. Don't forget Biggio is the most handsome. Oh, that's from Heather. Also in the mix, Correa. Cam Smith?
He's not a random.
No. She's Heather saying the most handsome. Don't forget Biggio for most handsome. I also endorse Jake and Osmus to be in the mix with Correa and Cam Smith. How about that?
Huh.
I didn't know Cam Smith was
I didn't think Cam Smith was going to be in that category.
I didn't know Cam Smith was looked at with those eyes. I still have my Morgan Insberg jersey. I did like Morgan Insberg for 1 year. Rasmus had the fattest dips of all time. The Chuck Wagon. Ben Jones, awesome interviews. Oh, Ben Jones was the center. He was pretty cool. I love me some Kikuchi. That's not a bad call.
Yeah, he fought. Just as a deadline acquisition, so I feel like it.
Well, so was Mancini.
Yeah, but Mancini wasn't good.
Mancini, when they acquired him, was good.
That's true. He just wasn't
And Yuli was struggling. Yeah. I was clamoring for Mancini big time.
Yeah, and Kikuchi, I guess Kikuchi really wasn't good when they got him.
He wasn't.
And then he became very good here.
He just was good here. Brendan Scarlett, you hardly remember the name. Earl Campbell, come on now. Pudge Rodriguez, Von Wafer. Oh, that's what B. Hannon said. B. Hannon said Von Wafer. Which, remember Craig Ackerman's call for Von Wafer when he did something good? He's like, he's not a cookie, he's not a cracker, he's a Von Wafer.
That's a great. Craig has some of the best one-liners.
Chase Budinger, he's a volleyball player now. He was in the Olympics.
He was.
Bud Norris, I didn't like Bud Norris. He had a good year. Then they traded him to St. Louis. Julio Lugo, he was cool. Oh, Junior Broncos. Junior Broncos said Roberto Osuna and Julio Lugo. Look what he's why didn't you just include Joe Mixon?
I forgot.
The Astros cut Julio Lugo the next day. Whenever he did that. Hank Conger. My favorite random was Jose Lima. He wasn't random. Lima wasn't. TJ Yates. Vinny Castillo. Vinny Castillo was awesome. He had that Lego hair. Jose Lima, Lima time.
I can't believe people are saying that's a random.
Carmelo Anthony. With Lima?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a random. Mucci Norris is a good call.
Carmelo's a good pull of just like, I can't believe this guy was a Houston Rocket. He played in like 15 games?
He was on a podcast recently talking about how they mistreated him.
Yeah, he said that they basically just like told him to go home, and then they didn't cut him right away, I think, right?
Yeah, they were like, you can come to the game, but you have to sit like behind the bench.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Derek, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Derek?
Hey, since we're going through this list, guys, thanks for taking my call. Hey, let's hear the all-time greatest Astros team lineup.
Ever?
Ever.
All right, fine. Let's do it on the other side. 713-780-3776. The greatest Astro team of ever, of lore.
Like, just the best team?
I guess you're just talking position by position.
If we were talking, like, building a super team.
Okay. All right. We'll do it when we come back. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe Jordan.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. So Derek put us up to the task of the greatest Houston Astro team of all time. Just, all right, whatever. We do what the junkies tell us to do, the dozens and dozens of junkies, 713, which text line, more than a dozen, several dozen, maybe dozens of dozens. Catcher, I'm going to put Craig Biggio there. Like, if I have to field the greatest Astro team of all time, Biggio is going to have to be my catcher.
Yep, because Altuve is at second base.
The Astros might have had the best collection of second basemen in the history of the game. They have four guys in the Hall of Fame that have played second base as an Astro, or will have four. Biggio, Kent, Morgan, and Altuve. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put Biggio at catcher. First baseman's Bagwell.
Yep.
Second base.
Altuve.
I mean, it's going to be Altuve, but Joe Morgan's pretty stinking good. Jeff Kent's pretty stinking good.
Yeah, but he's got two rings, MVP.
I guess it depends on how you're building your team. I mean, Altuve, fine. Shortstop, you'd have to go Correa.
What are your other options?
Probably like Craig Reynolds.
Correa, then.
Yeah. Third baseman, I'd put Bregman.
Yep.
Some people might put Caminiti there, but Caminiti wasn't to Bregman's caliber as an Astro. Caminiti's best years were not in Houston. Bregman had better numbers in Houston than Caminiti had in Houston, so I'd go Bregman there. Left field, give me Lance Berkman.
Okay.
Center field, I'm probably going to go Cesar Cedeno. If you wanted to go with a peak, though, you wouldn't break my heart if you wanted to go first-time Carlos Beltran. First-time Carlos Beltran was really good. Really good.
Who are you putting right?
Maybe Cruz.
Do you have to follow the position rules? Because I feel like this sometimes that goes out the window.
I mean, I'm kind of pushing it a little bit with Berkman.
Yeah. So Cruz and right.
And then Yordan's my DH.
Yes, not even a question.
Like, I have dudes on the bench, though, that are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, you do.
Jeff Kent is on the bench. Joe Morgan's on the bench. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that all the Hall of Famers play one position.
And then your rotation?
See, this is where you, like, is it their body of work as an Astro or is it their peak as an Astro? Because if you're going their peak as an Astro, give me Randy Johnson. Give me Roger Clemens. Give me Garrett Cole. Give me Justin Verlander. I mean,
Nolan Ryan.
J.R. Richard. Dallas Keuchel won a Cy Young.
The rotation's crazy.
You mean, your bullpen's not bad either. I mean, Hall of Famer, Billy Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Lidge had some years. Dotel had some. Hader's having a year right now.
I mean, Presley has to be in the conversation.
Presley's had some years.
You're in bullpen.
Your pitching staff's pretty nasty.
Yeah. It's one of the best you could assemble if you just take the peak.
Didn't even mention Roy Oswalt.
Yeah. If you take like the peak version of these guys and not for longevity, the fact that you can put Randy Johnson on this list.
I mean, you could go – I mean, you have multiple guys who are capable of winning a Cy Young. Randy Johnson, if he put together a full body of work in that half a season that he did with Houston, he would have won a Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a Cy Young guy. Justin Verlander won two Cy Youngs as an Astro. Garrett Cole should have been the Cy Young the second time Verlander won the Cy Young. Roger Clemens has a Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Ryan's the greatest pitcher ever that has never won a Cy Young. He had some. J.R. Richard was as dominant as all. Mike Scott in 86. Didn't even mention Mike Scott in 86.
Yeah, it's crazy what you can do with the best version of this rotation.
No, the Astros, what they came around 62. The Astros don't have the longest history of major league teams. They have a pitching staff that I think can go toe-to-toe with anybody. Like, if you took their peak of when they were an Astro, you can give me the Red Sox of, like, they've been around since the 1900s, Yankees since the 1900s, probably even the late 1800s. I think the Astros go toe-to-toe with those teams.
I mean, like, some of those guys are some of the best guys to ever do it. Randy.
Hall of Famer.
Verlander.
Will be a Hall of Famer.
Cole.
Maybe will be a Hall of Famer.
Probably close.
But at his peak, he was dominant.
Yeah, I mean, he was so nasty.
His 18 and 19 with an Astro, with the Astros, was ridiculous.
Because if we were going team, I thought we were going to do best just team of all time.
Oh, that's not what he meant, though, right?
No, I know it's not. But that's what I thought he meant at first. My answer is going to be 19.
18 had a better pitching staff than 19. But 19 had Yordan.
Yes.
Like, if you go compare pitching staffs between 18 and look, 19, because Verlander and Gerrit Cole were 1-2 in the Cy Young. Mm-hmm. But 18, you had Verlander, Cole. You still had Keiko, I believe. You had a healthy Lance McCullers. Mm-hmm. Maybe Brad Peacock.
I feel like he was still there. And 19, when did you get Greinke?
I don't remember. I think that was in the 20s.
You're right.
No, because he was around in the COVID year. So maybe that was 19. Maybe they got Greinke in 19.
Yeah, I think that's when they traded for him. Was
yeah, because he was already around in the COVID year.
Because that's when he became famous.
In 18, your top winners were Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Charlie Morton, Dallas Keuchel, Lance McCullers. You still had Colin McHugh in the bullpen, too. Fromber actually came up and started 5 games that year.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was probably like in the middle of the summer when everybody kind of forgot. But the Astros had some pitching problems in 19 because I think they had a bunch of injuries. I think that was the year that Lance McCullers got hurt. Dallas Keuchel was no longer on the team. They had Verlander, Gerrit Cole. They brought in Wade Miley. They let Charlie Morton go. Morton's final year was 18. So you didn't have Morton. You didn't have Keuchel. You didn't have McCullers. So you had Verlander, Cole. Then you signed Miley, who actually did have a good year. Mm-hmm. And then Peacock was in the rotation that year. So your top of the rotation was loaded, but the bottom of the rotation wasn't great.
No.
It was way better in 18 than 19. But the biggest difference between 18 and 19 was that you had Rookie of the Year Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah, I mean, that lineup. Like, they throw that lineup card out. Because there's a couple games when Tucker's in it too, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like he was batting like ninth.
Yeah, and he wouldn't play.
It wasn't great, obviously, as a rookie, but that lineup was just so, so damn good.
Yeah, I mean, you had Yuli, Altuve, Correa, Bregman, mm-hmm. Brantley.
Springer?
So, yes, he was hurt a little bit. Reddick and Tucker. Marisnik played a lot, and then Yordan. Yordan mm-hmm. played the second half of the year and won the Rookie of the Year in a half a year.
Who was the catcher that year?
Robinson Chirones was the mainstay, but Maldi was also on that team. Okay.
Does Maldi fit into the random category?
Could.
I feel like he's so beloved, he almost falls out of it, but he fits into it.
You know who hates Martin Maldonado? That agent on TikTok that turned to comedian.
Oh,
he hates Martin Maldonado.
That guy. Yeah.
He hates him.
Did you try to get him on?
Yeah, we efforted. Didn't go very far.
Was that the guy who? No.
We tried to get Shohei Ohtani's agent on.
Yeah,
there,
we did.
Not the agent. His bookie. The Shohei Ohtani's bookie we reached out to. And
He asked for money. Yeah, he asked for money.
He gave me a long thing, though.
It was a lengthy list.
Quick questions. Is this a paid appearance? Would this be via Zoom or remote? Where is your studio located? How long is the interview? What topics would you like to focus on? Shohei? What social media platforms? Do you have collaborative promotion? And then I ghosted him because, like, this is way too much, bro. TLDR. That's what I should hit him with. Should you want me to type? Nah, I'm not getting that.
No reason.
I just ignore him.
Because next time there's a betting scandal, he might be involved and maybe we could circle back.
He has a book. I think I'm going to read his book, though. Junkie says Castro. Where are you putting Castro? You're not going to put Castro at catcher. Like, I mean, now Biggio's your catcher. Or maybe they're still talking about random.
It could be random. All-star.
Derek also wants to do batting lineup now. My goodness, Derek. Oh, you're very demanding.
Derek, no.
Got to lead off Biggio. You know, you probably could lead off Altuve.
I'll say, wouldn't it be Altuve, like peak Altuve?
It doesn't really matter. Altuve, Biggio, 1-2, doesn't matter. I'd probably go Yordan 3.
So you don't want Yordan batting second to get the most at-bats?
Well, those guys get on base enough.
That's true.
Those guys get on base enough. Biggio and Altuve at their prime. I mean, my goodness.
So Yordan
Altuve 3. Won an MVP at his prime. Biggio was like probably top 3 1 year. 98, I think, was his best year. So I go Biggio, Altuve, 1-2, doesn't matter. Give me Yordan 3-hole or mm-hmm. 4-hole. Bagwell, MVP year, 3-year, 4-hole, doesn't matter. Who else we got here? We got to put in there. Oh, Lance Berkman, 5th. Mm-hmm. Lance Berkman was a stick. He was so good. You could also do the lefty-righty thing. Because, like, Yordan's a lefty. Bagwell's a righty. Lance Berkman's a switch hitter. So I'd probably go Yordan, Bagwell, Lance. Some Bregman, Correa after that. Probably Bregman, then Correa. 6-7. Who am I missing? I'm missing Cedeño. I'm going to bet Cedeño 9th because he can be, like, my second leadoff man. He's so fast.
Yeah.
He's so good.
And then who are we forgetting?
Am I missing my
Cruz?
Oh yeah, Jesus, okay. Jose Cruz. Yeah, I can stick him 8. It doesn't matter. We'll bet Cedeno 8, Cruz at 9. Because they kind of do the same purpose. Right. There you go. There you go, Derek.
There's your lineup order.
Sheesh. So demanding. Starting rotation, 1 through 5.
Okay. I'm giving to Randy first.
Really?
Yeah. Peak Randy. Verlander.
Okay. You can't go wrong with any of these.
Clemens.
Okay.
Who else did we say? Cole, and who was the other
Cole,
one?
Cole, J.R. Richard, Roger Clemens, Roy Oswalt.
I'll go Nolan fourth.
You can have an 8-man rotation.
I'll go Nolan fourth.
You can
I'll
turn
go...
some of these guys into relievers, too.
Ooh. Cole's going to the bullpen.
Ooh.
Think about how nasty you would be if you said to get 3 guys out.
Ooh, this is good. Who's the manager? I'm going to go with the only manager that's going to make the Hall of Fame.
Dusty.
Give me Dusty. Dusty's going to manage all the personalities in that room.
Because, like, you can go AJ.
King Caminiti is not better than Bregman as an Astro. Sorry about it.
But if Dusty would have taken the TVs off the wall and smashed them, I think they would have stayed down. So I'll take Dusty.
Yeah, I'll take Dusty, too. Key from L.A. Love you guys. Love you, too, Key. All-time worst with over 100 games started in line. I can't do that off the dome. I'd have to look in that. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says Durker. I do love Durker. Durker was pretty awesome. The most solid Astros team, can't argue. Caminiti, who's a manager. The Viper was green with a dragon. Troll. With or without trash cans. They'd probably score slightly more with trash cans. But not by a lot. Somebody said Altuve, Biggio, Bagwell, Yordan, Berkman, Bregman, Springer, Correa, Cedeno. If you want to put Springer and right field over Cruz, that's okay. Maybe you can just go platoon there. Oh, I forgot about Moises Alou. Moises Alou as an Astro was so good.
He was. He peed on his hands.
Yeah, but so what? Gross. He had 340 one year with like 35 bombs.
It's still gross.
He was so good. I do love Moises Alou. That guy was such a good hitter. He was awesome. I love Moises Alou.
I do too.
He was so... Oh, he was a Cub.
Yeah, he's right there with Bartman.
I loved Alou.
Yeah.
Now I just drink Alou Vera juice. Not that kind.
That's one of your better ones. I remember, like, so like my dad, we were like waiting outside Wrigley for autographs, and Moises Alou comes up, and my dad just goes, "Don't shake his hand," like out loud in a crowd. And I'm like, "Why?" And he just goes, "He pees on his hands."
You
I'm
think
like,
he just walks around with pee on his hands?
No, but I was like,
I'm sure he washes them.
I'm sure he does too. But my dad was like, "Don't do it." I was like, "Okay."
I mean, people get pee on their hand all the time whenever they go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but he's doing it on purpose.
You know, there's a little leakage there. There's a little splash there. It happens.
It does, but his was for his grip on his bat.
Well, I thought it was a grip or the calluses.
I don't remember. It might have been for the calluses.
He also didn't wear batting gloves, right? Yeah. He's one of the old school. I loved Alou so much. He was so good. In a short span, he's one of the best Astro hitters they've ever had. Like, I wish Moises Alou was in this line. Now I'm thinking about Moises Alou in this lineup. Could you imagine Moises Alou in the cleanup spot?
We wouldn't have any questions.
I love that guy so much. He was so good. All right, Derek, thanks for taking us off track. Appreciate it, brother. 713-780-ESPN. Who's your junkie of the day? I nominate Derek for getting us off course. 713-780-3776. Who's your junkie of the day? It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
Football fans, it's almost that time to draft your team and kick off another season. This year, take your fantasy football draft party to Twin Peaks, where cold drinks, made-from-scratch food, and wall-to-wall TVs make your local lodge the ultimate draft day headquarters. Round up your league, grab a table, and get ready for the picks, the rivalries, and a full season of bragging rights. Commissioners, when you do this, you get a $50 Twin Peaks gift card. So whether you're defending your title or drafting for the first time, start off your season at Twin Peaks. Book your fantasy football draft party right now at your local lodge today. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie. Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of speed junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
Junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. What you watching tonight?
The Astros.
Yeah, okay. Here's a trick question. AJ, what are you watching tonight?
Chase the fight.
Well, I'm going to be here at Soccer Matters, but after that, Pirates and Cowboys training camp stuff.
What?
Cowboys training
camp. What did
stuff?
He say?
Cowboys training camp stuff.
What do you mean? How are you watching them?
My coverage of it, basically, like on YouTube. Like joint practice stuff with the Saints and all.
So you're going to go see what people are saying about it?
Yeah.
Who are they joint practicing with today?
Today the Saints, and they did the Rams last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who's looking good?
Well, of course, their defense is the biggest thing. I haven't heard about the Saints one, but against the Rams, the secondary played pretty well, too.
Who's going to be the Cowboys' second-best running back?
Honestly, I want it to be Jadon Blue, but I think it could end up being Malik Davis again.
Really? Okay. Who's going to be the third-best receiver?
Ryan Flournoy, probably.
I kind of like Flournoy.
Yeah, he's nice.
If somebody else gets hurt, I think he's going to put up numbers.
Yeah.
Problem is, if he doesn't get hurt, then he's probably going to be buried.
AJ, we're in three best ball leagues we're doing as a show. We've taken CeeDee Lamb with our first pick in all three of them.
Yeah.
He's going to be better than George Pickens, right?
Yeah, I think so. But George is, I don't know. I think he has a higher ceiling to CeeDee.
Really? Wow.
Dak, at least.
He's pretty good. That's pretty scary tandem.
But CeeDee is.
We need to do another best ball one.
Oh, we'll do more. We've got time.
So we don't have a CeeDee.
Yeah.
All or nothing.
We've gotten late first-round draft picks in all of them, and CeeDee Lamb was the best player available in all of them. So we're like, let's just take CeeDee and do different combinations.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been doing. Astros as well. All right, junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day, Joe?
I'm going to nominate ESPN. AJ, I got the audio here. Bill Rasmussen, co-founder of ESPN, passed away at the age of 93. Here's their tribute for him today on ESPN.
Wake up early to try to catch it on the news, so... Now we got sports all day, every day.
His legacy lives on.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to our humble abode.
He got cut off by the Pat McAfee show.
Oh, no.
Big Ball Tuesday.
Yeah.
Big Ball Tuesday. Shout out to our founder, Bill Rasmussen, and now welcome to Big Ball Tuesday.
Yeah, they had a hard out, and they missed it.
Oh, man. They go from the founder of ESPN to the Thunderdome on Big Ball Tuesday with an elephant. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
That is sad. That is brutal.
Like, you gotta let them finish talking.
That's not great. Bill Rasmussen's rolling over in his grave.
And, like, the irony of, like, it's not just like it's a random athlete that they're...
It's Big Ball Tuesday.
It's the guy who co-founded ESPN.
Oh, that's terrible. That's really, really bad. My junkie of the day, you guys, for not knowing who David Klingler is.
Sorry.
I nominate Stressens for not protecting the team as he was watching
bad
training
teammate.
Camp practice.
Bad teammate.
Junkie?
You could say that he's more interested in his brand than he is the Houston Texans.
Yeah, clearly.
He's more interested in producing content than he is about the Houston Texans. He cares more about his content and his brand than he does protecting the team known as the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
You could say he's posturing with his love for the Texans.
Yeah. Protect our guys, man.
He's not protecting the team. Penn State's going to Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
Two Penn State University fraternities are at the center of a cocaine trafficking ring bust, leading to charges against 14 people, authorities announced. Don't they do a whiteout at Penn State?
Yep. They do.
I wonder why.
Apparently they had like the pledges like bag of coke.
Man. Does that qualify as hazing?
Yeah, I would guess so.
Is that both? Is it like hazing and crime?
Yes.
That's rough.
They'll probably skip out on the hazing charges. They'll probably skip those ones. Just focus on the drug charges.
Yeah, double jeopardy.
Yeah. That's not what double jeopardy is.
I think double jeopardy is whenever you can't get charged in the same thing twice, right?
Yeah. If you're found not guilty.
Yeah.
You can be charged with two separate things at once. Which is all in one.
Right.
Case.
But I don't think hazing is a crime unless it reaches criminal level.
Yeah, there's probably levels to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which this might.
Yeah, I think forcing people to bag cocaine is probably criminal.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a little criminal. But yeah, they get nominated for that. And then this whole Ketel Marte situation.
Strange.
Yeah, he's like not going to join the team, but he was at the hotel bar.
And then he's like tweeting out Instagram videos. Like they're like motivational. And he's tagging
really?
His teammates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that part. And then like the manager was after the game. He's like, no, we feel like he's safe. And he's back at the hotel and he's like emotional about it. I hope everything's okay, actually.
Yeah. It's just the situation seems odd.
They said he's flying back to the, I think they have his knee looked at now. Maybe he's got a bad knee and he's upset about it.
Just that's all it is.
Remember last year he was getting onto the fans?
Yes. Because
they were like yelling at him?
Mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker again dropped another ball.
Kyle Tucker dropped another ball.
Yeah, he did.
It was like 13-1 Dodgers, though.
Yeah, and it looks like he's crying in the dugout.
What was the deal with that? He was just like wiping off sweat?
He's like wiping out. He's like wipes like under his eye, but it looks like he's crying.
Did you see he tried to hand Shohei Ohtani the glove?
Yeah, he does not like it there.
What's he going to do?
Beg to be traded?
I don't think he's tradable.
I mean, their whole situation is fascinating.
Will Doctor just texted me. He said, Pablo Pledschkobar. That was his name. Alleged Penn State cocaine kingpin dubbed Pablo Pledschkobar turns himself in and is denied bail. He looks like the kind of guy that would do this thing. He's a college student who looks like he's been working in the finance industry for 30 years.
Probably been there for a while.
Look at that guy. Looks like he's been in finance for 30 years.
Yeah.
He's on Wall Street. He's there handing out cocaine to the pledges, telling them to drive a dime piece, a dime bag. A few junkies of the day on the text line, 713-780-ESPN. Josh from Seabrook says Ryan Day, he's getting major backlash for moving the Ohio State's senior day to the season opener against Ball State instead of the regular season finale against Michigan. You can't do senior day on the season opener.
Yeah, he is.
He's doing senior day on the season opener?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he said there's enough distractions that week. Isn't that, that's so soft.
That's bad.
Would he have got fired if he wouldn't have won the national championship?
He was getting close.
Like,
I think a deep run probably saved him. Like, he didn't have to win the national championship game. But if they lost their first playoff game, I think he would have been on the hot seat.
I think he might have been.
He was getting very close.
Yeah.
Because he can never beat Michigan. Harbaugh owned him.
And I don't think we're if it falls apart again in the next, like, 2 or 3 years, like, he'll be right back on the hot seat. They don't care about that title.
Oh, I mean, look what LSU did to Ed O.
Yeah.
I mean, those blue bloods, it's not about winning once and then you coast.
Yeah.
You have to maintain that level of winning. You have to sustain it. And if you don't, well, they're going to find somebody that they hope can. Now, LSU got Brian Kelly. Although I think they got the right one this time. I think Lane Kiffin will get them winning pretty quickly. Peter K says, junkies, anyone saying Cam and Eddie over Bagwell on our all Astro team? Just, you know, popping up. Somebody nominates Derek, the ultimate junkie.
For making us
for the
work.
Junkie of the day. Here's your project, boys. Get to it.
I can't believe you did it. Normally you try to charge people for that.
Yeah, I'm going to bill them.
Fair.
Yeah, Derek, the invoice is in the mail. Instead of hazing, should it be called snowing? Yep. Yep. Double secret probation for narcotics trafficking. How do you not know who David Klingler is? Went to high school with him, and his dog bit my hand so hard that I still have 2 holes in the muscle on the top of my thumb. I know who David Klingler is. AJ and Joe don't know who David Klingler is. I nominated them for Junkie of the Day for not knowing David Klingler. I was so offended, I walked out of the studio. What?
Latest ejection ever?
She wasn't listening.
Okay. Right.
We shouldn't eject women.
No, I disagree.
We're pro woman on this show.
We are an equal opportunity show.
No, we're pro women.
No. You've put your wife on Bad Take Boulevard before.
It's not the same as an ejection.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely the same.
It's not the same as an ejection. We're pro women. We talk more women's sports than anybody. We spent the whole day yesterday talking about team names in WNBA that don't end with S.
Yeah.
And we bet on Sloane Stephens and Coco Gauff today.
And women want to be ejected from the show, too. We can't exclude them.
We're like LeBron James sitting next to Jeannie Buss whenever he says, Happy International Women's and Sports Day. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they're both like, oh, my goodness, thank you.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
That's we're a pro women's sports show.
We are.
And maybe the pro.
Equal treatment.
No, we're not ejecting Heather. Heather, we love Heather. All right, does it for us. It's what's winning. Y'all are winning for not knowing David Klingler is.
I accept that.
Yeah, y'all win that one. All right, does it for us. Thank you, AJ, for the hard work. Other than that,
we won over cocaine kids in college. That's brutal.
That was a huge blunder.
Yeah.
It was a bigger blunder than the cocaine kids. It was a bigger blunder
than ESPN.
Than Pablo Pledschkobar. All right, does it for us. Have a great Tuesday night. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian, unfortunately, will be back. See you, Houston.
I'll suck it up like a man. I'll suck it up like a man.